This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Linda Lilly, middle initial L, like Lilly, and last name L-I-L-L-Y. Date of birth 9/11/1945. Dear Dr. Power, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Lilly with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 8th of this year. She had to reschedule her appointment due to lack of transportation that was scheduled in July. And today she needed to do a telemedicine visit. Weight is stable. She does complain of intermittent diarrhea, and she believes the metformin is causing this. When she stopped it previously, the diarrhea stopped, but her blood sugars also increased a great deal. So she wonders if she can try the extended-release form of metformin, and that certainly is worth a try. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No blood or melena noted when she has diarrhea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. No no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. The lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide is 20/25 once a day. Pioglitazone is 30 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, metformin is regular immediate-release metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day. She's on vitamin D3, vitamin B12 tablets, and iron tablets. Physical exam, weight 160 pounds, pulse 79, and blood pressure 137 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 19th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.62, and this is stable. Estimated GFR is 32. Calcium is 10, sodium 137, potassium 5, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 3.8. Hemoglobin is 10.8, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently having diarrhea with immediate release metformin. It may be worthwhile to try the extended release metformin, but if the diarrhea does not stop, she probably will need to stop the metformin and use a different diabetic agent to control her blood sugars. And once the estimated GFR is 30 or less, we have to stop it anyway because of the risk of lactic acidosis. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.